This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program called the American Family Farmer, dedicated to those who are farmers, who are in farming, in some farming pursuit. The American culture and history of farming is our very backbone. Whether you're in the Northeast, the Southeast, the Midwest, the Northwest, the Southwest, whether you're in Hawaii or Alaska, you're affected by so many things, mostly government policy, big businesses that are trying to put you out of business. So this program is aimed at helping you find solutions to the problems that beset you, befall you, if you're in the farming business. But you know what? As a broader concept, it also focuses on the locavore movement. Locavore movement is aimed at, as the name suggests and implies, at people who want to eat food that's grown locally. I happen to think that it's more important if it's local than whether it's organic or the all-natural things, these labels that we keep talking about and misapplying or misusing because the government has done a nice job of screwing that stuff all up. So what is it that you have for choices in your local area? Well, I'll tell you, if you live near Living Waters Farm, you have lots of choices, and I made a mistake. It's Living Water Farm. Not Living Waters. Here to join us for conversation this hour of the American Family Farmers, Mark Schneider, who's a former firefighter turned full-time grower after he helped his in-laws convert their truck farming operation into Living Waters Farm. You know what I find interesting, Mark? There are not a lot of people who call what was done on the farm a truck farm. Whenever I use that with people, they say, huh? What's a truck farm? I've always called produce farms truck farms. And you grew up in this area of the Midwest. They call them truck farms, right?
Absolutely, right. Yeah, we always called the truck patch, you know, the truck farm operation.
Yeah. Yeah, the truck farm. That's everybody. Now you say truck farm. Wow, well, what are you talking about? So we're going to follow the pursuit of Mark as someone who sort of lives this, breathes it. This is an alternative. As this program, as many of you know, as the program expands, we add a new station or two every week to our roster. But what we're, for those of you who are new, what we're interested in doing is highlighting a problem that many American family farmers are having in growing the product and distributing it and feeding the locavores, and how that problem has been solved. So let's fast backward instead of fast forward, Mark, to you becoming a firefighter. Did you grow up in an area? Tell us specifically about the atmosphere in which you grew up. You're not a farm kid.
Right, yeah. You know, and good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me here. I would start off by saying, I grew up in a kind of a small farm type operation, and we had a little bit of ground, not much, and a few turkey houses that we raised and poultry, but it was very, very small scale. It basically gave me an opportunity to grow up doing chores and living a little bit of that lifestyle, learning some work ethic and stuff. I didn't really expect to have an opportunity to do anything in the farming field full time. Generally, kind of in our part of the world, you grow up in a big farm family, and there's a little bit of opportunity there, or you know, it's a tough field to break into just because of the cost of land and all the upfront cost to get into farming. But I'd grown up. I enjoyed the fire service career, and quite frankly, growing up in rural central Illinois, I didn't even realize there was much of an opportunity to do that as a full-time type of job or position.
You mean firefighting or working on the farm?
Firefighting, right. Yeah. Yep. So then got to school down in Champaign and got a little bit more exposed to some of the career departments down in that area, and I really enjoyed it. So worked on a degree in that field and ended up getting hired on full-time by the city of Champaign for the fire department there in about 2005.
All right. So now you're a firefighter. Many firefighters, under the circumstance that you describe or in most general arenas, the firefighter may be on duty for 100 hours a week, but it's 24 hours or 48 hours on and then 24 off and 48 on, and you sleep in and all of that stuff. You do what's necessary to make sure the city or town you're in is protected, but during the course of that, many people start second businesses. Some of them they can do at the firehouse, some of them they do. There are carpenters, there are plumbers, there are stockbrokers. I can tell you any number of people that I know who are firemen that do all kinds of things. One guy who was the alarm guy for my local fire department started a business and services home fire what do you call it? Protection alarm. That's what he does.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So in this circumstance, I could see where someone who was a firefighter could also be a farmer. You couldn't be a full-time farmer. You need to be working with somebody else. But does that play into what happened with you and these people, your cousins, Kevin and Denise? Who are these people?
Yeah, no. So Kevin and Denise would be my in-laws, my wife's parents,
right.
And that's exactly how it went down. We would work there at Champaign. We worked a 24-hour shift where we would eat there, sleep there, live there at the fire station for 24 hours on call the entire time, and then when we got off shift, we would be off for 48 hours. And mm-hmm. so my wife's parents and my wife had kind of grown up doing this truck patch farming, selling farmers markets on a small scale, and so basically, once we were married, we kind of started doing that a little bit as well. There was a local group of farms in our area that started an organization called Stewards of the Land, and it's basically a farming co-op. As that group, we started supplying, aggregated products to some restaurants in Chicago, namely Rick Bayless at Frontera Grill. So we were doing it just on a small scale in the garden and kind of thinking, all right, I've got a couple of days off after every shift. How could we do this a little bit more year-round and provide a little bit more opportunity here.
Yeah. What a great story. Now, you can go online to livingwaterfarms.com. I'm finding it fascinating to read the story of the family and how all of this came together. Mark Schneider is now the president of this farming operation, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right? You're sort of the chief cook and bottle washer?
Yeah, I think my business card says, farmer and owner or partner or whatever, but we do it all, right?
Yeah, all right. So if this is a situation that makes sense to you, listen up as we continue our conversation. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer at 14 past the hour.
Attention Nike fans. Right now at Kohl's, take 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. Everyone gets Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. Plus, Yes You Rewards members earn double points on Nike purchases. This week only, and only at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 7th to 13th. Select styles. Offers and coupons do not apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square, though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Affiliate $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
17 after the hour, the American Family Farmer, the Good Day American Family Farmer, focusing on the plight, the problems of smaller or medium-sized farms and what these families, for the most part, are doing to save the farm, make something out of it, make something fabulous out of it. And I think if you visit the website for Living Water Farms at livingwaterfarms.com, you can see how this whole thing has played out. So the Kilgus family, your wife's family, and you and members of your extended family are all working on the farm now? Is that really how it's come together?
Yep, exactly. Yeah, so there's about a year or so after we built the greenhouse and formally started Living Water Farms as an organization, my brother then joined us as well. He's an accountant, a CPA, so he kind of brought some strength to the financial side of the team and also some day-to-day management with us as well. So he jumped in full-time about the time I ended up leaving the fire department to jump in. Mm-hmm. My wife's family are very involved. The greenhouse is actually located behind their house. So a number of her younger brothers and sisters are still working there in the greenhouse and helping out. Her sister Brooke kind of runs their office on an everyday basis too. So.
All right. So if I'm to understand, if you go to the website, look at Living Waters Farm, there is a picture of the greenhouse there. Are you still running the truck farm in addition to what goes on in the greenhouse? Because it would seem to make nothing but sense to put all of that stuff together.
Yeah, right. And, honestly, we don't do too much in the truck patch anymore, the truck farm. Most of it is out of the greenhouse just because it's been a full-time focus just to keep that working well and smooth and to grow, keep that operation full and keep everything moved out to customers. So, yeah, we pretty much focus on it. Everything we grow at this point is growing in our greenhouse.
Is it what's in this? By the way, if you didn't get the gist of this from the name Living Waters Farm, this is a hydroponic farm. What we need to do is differentiate between aqua and hydra when it comes to aquaponics versus hydroponics. That's something that's an interesting distinction between the two. You want to spend 30 seconds explaining it?
Sure. And I'll even throw one more at you. I really consider us a hybrid hydroponic operation. Really? When I say a hybrid, we still grow in soil cubes. So most hydroponic growers would grow in an inorganic media like a peat, jiffy or a rock wool cube, coconut core, something like that. So we prefer to use a peat-based, soil-based material. So we're a little bit unique that way, but we do dissolve some nutrients in our water and circulate that through our system like a traditional hydroponic grower.
Yeah.
What hydroponic just means is your nutrients are dissolved in your water.
I'm going to hold you there. Nutrients in the water. That's the interesting distinction. All right, we continue in a matter of moments on the American Family Farmer.
What What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day American Family Farmer. We have with us Mark Schneider, who is the president and CEO of Living Water Farms in the Champaign-Urbana area of Illinois. A big family, lots of opportunity, kind of a fun thing. But it had to have also taken a financial commitment here. Somebody had to pay for that greenhouse. So, those things are not cheap to put up. I know because I've done a couple of them. What the heck? How did you put all that together?
Yeah, you know, so we used a fairly conventional financing to build the greenhouse initially and kind of get started, work with our local bank, and, you know, the timing turned out to be just about right. We built the greenhouse in about 2008, right before kind of that credit crunch hit, and frankly, we've been told since, in the next probably 2 or 3 years after everything really tightened up, that we probably wouldn't have been able to get the financing then that we were able to secure initially, but fortunately for us, we beat that. We were already had the building up and were in operation before some of that kind of came down. But there was certainly an investment, and part of that was why I ended up leaving the fire department to jump in full time. Is we had put a lot of money into this, to get it started and get it off the ground, and it was struggling a little bit early on. There was, you mentioned those challenges that small farm space, and we had to overcome a number of those, and so we realized that we just needed to put more focus into the greenhouse and into the business than what was really possible to do kind of as a side by. So, that's why we jumped in and made a go of it as a full-time venture.
All right. So you borrow the money. You have land, so you can pledge the land. If I'm guessing that the Kilgus family owned the land outright. That's the most of the older farmers don't have any mortgages, so you can use that to help pay for stuff, at least when you come to building the buildings. Now, the next challenge is to take the money that you either have, you're making, selling the products that you have to expand the markets. So do you go to the bank and say, we need to borrow more money because we got to have more greenhouse space because we have X number of clients and they're paying us X amount, or they just look at your statement and say, yeah, you guys are doing great, I'll give you some more money. How does that, how are you putting all that together?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just always nobody always isn't looking to throw money at you necessarily. So that's always one of the challenges is, you know, to finance growth, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a number of different avenues out there. And, you know, I actually spent 6 months as one of the inaugural fellows of the Good Food Business Accelerator Program located in downtown Chicago. And it's a business accelerator focused on food businesses, local food businesses, and how to promote, scale up, and help grow them. And, you know, through that, I was exposed to a lot of venture capital money. We've not gone that route just because there's a lot of strings attached in that market, but there's a lot of money in that market there, too. A lot of people, there's a lot of interest in the local food movement. And so the one thing that was really helpful to us early on is the USDA has a value-added producer grant. And so if there's any other small farmers out there, definitely take a look at this grant. It's an extremely valuable grant. And we were able to procure a $300,000 grant with the USDA early on in our operation that really helped us kind of scale up, take it to the next level, promote our marketing, and develop some promotional materials, and really just kind of help build that foundation that we needed to expand off of.
Mm-hmm. So you have a healthy relationship. Will you spend a minute talking about the Good Food Accelerator Project? I wonder if other cities, major cities that have farms in the outskirts are bringing produce in to sell it. I wonder if other cities have the same sort of thing.
Yeah, there may be. I think this is one of the first business accelerators in the country that was focused on the food industry, and particularly when they call it, you know, the Good Food Business Accelerator. So focused on local, sustainable type of operations. And this was put together by familyfarm.org. Jim Slama, who's a real promoter of the small family farm and advocate for that. And this was located at 1871, which is kind of a hub of entrepreneurship and innovation there in downtown Chicago at the Merchandise Mart right off of Wacker Drive area. And basically this accelerator, we met once a week all day, and it really helped us connect us to, I mean, there were a number of different mentors that were involved in the program that would come in and talk to the group on everything from, you know, financing to marketing to, you know, just the whole array of business, you know, kind of needs and just, you know, as well as throughout the course of the program, we developed a really solid business plan, you know, looking at how we could expand and where we could go from kind of where we were. So it was an extremely valuable experience.
Let's hold that thought. We continue on the American Family Farmer.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft. Smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Wow, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Good Day American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Mark Schneider, who has done a yeoman's job putting together or working with his extended family, his wife's side and his side, to create something at Living Water Farms. Check out livingwaterfarms.com and see what they are doing there. This may be the exact thing that you were looking for. I'm very interested in, as you know, the whole fiber of this program is about helping people come up with ideas to make their farm much better. They are growing specialty greens, and they're distributing these sorts of things around. What else actually are you growing, Mark? Give us the whole route. This is, and by the way, when you do this, you've got a year-round crop, and you have year-round customers, which sometimes is a problem, obviously, if you have in Illinois and most of the northern climes, you got a 6-7 month growing period if you're outside. How did you decide what you're going to grow and what are you doing? And obviously the marketplace has told you what it likes. So because you can grow almost anything in this circumstance, anything you can grow outside and grow inside, so how have you decided what to pursue?
Yeah, sure. No, like you said, with being that there's a fairly narrow seasonality to being able to grow in the field, that's why we decided to go the route of a greenhouse. And, really there's a lot of trial and error. We grew everything initially from literally growing green beans in the greenhouse to cucumbers, tomatoes, lettuce greens, microgreens, kind of the whole gamut of, we had little melons that we were growing on trellis vines in the greenhouse. So we tried everything. Ultimately, at the end of the day, both where we felt the market was going with our particular customer base and what worked well for us was growing, faster turning crops like salad greens. So ultimately, we kind of focused really on everything to do with specialty salad greens, microgreens. We grow a lot of arugula. We grow kale, mustard greens, a few different herbs, but the main herb there is basil, some basil. For the most part, we found our niche to be everything in the greens category, and that's where we focus today. So, a lot of the specialty greens, pea tendrils, snow pea shoots, things like that, wheatgrass for juicing, everything in that category is what we try to grow.
All right. So let's talk about your philosophy of growing. You said earlier, as we were defining hydra versus aqua, in the hydroponic growing, nutrients dissolve in the water. Aquaponic, sometimes the nutrients come from the water. I'm reminded of how some things grow. They put fish into some of the aquaponic situations, right? And then the fish poop is what feeds the tomatoes or whatever the heck it is that you're growing, right?
Sure. Yep, that's all.
Yeah. By the way, I have in my own bag, I'm a dairy guy, so it doesn't, these things I'm not firsthand connected to, but I know in my area next door to me and up the street to me, I have a couple of truck farms, a couple of produce farms. One of them is organic, one of them is standard. And a fellow that has the standard farm has started growing tomatoes using aquaponics, and he puts them out early, and he starts them in his greenhouse, and then he puts them out once things won't freeze. He puts them in the water, and the tomatoes are terrific. They seem in some ways more pure. I don't know whether, there seem to be fewer ugly fruits. Is that, because that's what people, now we have this ugly fruit movement, or ugly produce movement. So do you find that using the water to grow makes the plants more perfect? If that's the right way of putting it?
I don't know about necessarily more perfect. I mean, I think the fact that we can control the environment to some extent is probably the biggest factor in being able to optimize the growing conditions. Even when we're growing through the middle of the winter, you can literally walk into the greenhouse on a day when it's just about 0 degrees and just blowing icy snow, and you walk into the greenhouse and it's warm and humid and the lights are all on and the plants are still growing, mid May. I think the biggest advantage is being able to control the environment. And again, I said to some extent, we can't really replicate what the sun can do even with artificial lighting. So, we like to see the sun even in the winter there. But, that's probably the biggest factor. And I think on the tomato side, varietal is a big part of that. So what variety of tomato you're growing is going to have a big impact on, the uniformity of the fruit. How nice it looks. But yeah, certainly the more you can control the conditions, the more uniform and the nicer looking product you can end up with, that's for sure.
So you don't use any chemicals, don't use any pesticides, but you don't really need them. If you control the atmosphere, this is no news for people who have the kind of greenhouse circumstances that you do, because you control the environment. It's not going to be buggy in there, and so you're not going to likely need to use some of the things that people who are growing outside have to have, right, or think they have to have.
Right. No, correct. And, we all the air that gets drawn into our greenhouse through our vent door is screened down to the anti-drip level. So we literally have, insect screen that filters the air coming in, so we eliminate virtually all the insects coming into the greenhouse. And we'll occasionally, they'll come in on somebody's clothes or, find a way in somewhere or another. But, we use only organically approved controls for all of our insect or disease management inside the greenhouse, allowing us to, we call ourselves chemical and pesticide free, which is the type of methodology we employ.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have you expanded to the 170,000 square foot building yet? Are you building it, or are you already?
Yeah, that's underway. That's a project that's in the works right now. We're hoping to maybe be in construction in the spring. And it's interesting you mentioned the dairy farm. We're actually looking at teaming up with a cattle operation. They've got an on-farm biodigester, one of the largest on-farm biodigesters in the country, I believe.
Right.
And they're biodigesting or anaerobic digesting the waste from the cattle there, which results in a tremendous amount of waste heat that's left from the generators that are producing electricity there. So we're looking to team up with them, capture that waste heat from those generators and use it to heat the greenhouse for very low cost. So yeah, that's kind of in the works right now.
So that sort of flows into your waste not, want not principle, which I want you to explain to us in a moment. What happens to the food that they grow at Living Waters Farms that isn't sold? That story up next here. Doug Steffen at 42 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit AVMA.org to learn more.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
All right, here we are at 46 past the hour. A few more minutes with Mark Snyder from Living Waters Farm. You know that I'm a dairy farmer. You know that I'm a broadcaster. You know I have patience for people who are trying to help themselves. I also have a great deal of passion for what's going on in the American family farm community, and thus the whole idea of this program, putting together a lot of information from farms that are successful, maybe some ideas here that will help you keep things alive. There are all kinds of different elements. We all know we live in different circumstances. Imagine that you're a farmer, Mark, up in Alaska, where they're having a drought that's as bad as what we're having here through the Midwest and through the East, and trying to survive in an area where you maybe get 3 to 4 months a year growing. And, you know, you hear this story and think, wow, this is the major cities in Alaska, like major cities anywhere. They can use exactly what you know. You found a market. There is a market there. So that's sort of not a rhetorical question. It's just a statement. You were talking about using things that were in excess from the dairy farmer. What happens? You've got a waste not, want not principle. So what happens to the food that you grow that you can't sell?
Sure, and you know, you can never predict exactly what your orders are going to be on a weekly basis, so we've always got a little bit extra. We teamed up with an organization called Midwest Food Bank, who is a not-for-profit in our area that aggregates donations in both food and other categories of products that they can then distribute to shelters and kitchens and food banks throughout the Midwest. So yeah, everything that we aren't able to use goes to them, and they send it out to a number of different pantries and shelters. That they basically told us, you know, it's not a problem for them to get a hold of, you know, a whole truckload of M&Ms that had the shell miscoded or something, so they get that kind of thing all the time. But they said fresh produce is almost never available to them. So when they drop off our fresh greens at pantries and kitchens and places like that, they said the people absolutely love it. So we're happy to be able to have a good place to go with all the extra that we have on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I wonder also about the FFA or 4-H or whatever in your area. Do they embrace the kind of operation? They embrace traditional farms. This is a surviving farm. Are you being lauded, praised, encouraged by people? And are they giving you support to send your youngsters to explain what's going on at the FFA or 4-H or whatever?
Yeah, they do. And actually, we've got our local high school has an actual greenhouse management, kind of a short course in the FFA program, or and it's actually through the high school there. But just about every semester, they'll bring their class out for the greenhouse management class and do a tour of the greenhouse. And we talk about all the intricacies of, you know, humidity management, ventilation, and everything that goes along with operating a greenhouse. So, it's exciting to see young kids being exposed to alternative, you know, farming opportunities.
Mm-hmm. So what other things could you do? We got about actually less than a minute left. Things that you want to do besides expand you in terms of the physical plant. What else do you want to do?
No, I appreciate that, because one of the things we're working on right now that's really exciting is we're partnering up with other farms in our area to create a new company that's going to be focused on helping solve some of the logistical challenges. So kind of co-selling, co-marketing, co-branding, still keeping the farm identity on the packaging. But, yeah, trying to promote the availability of small farms to get to market. But those are some of the challenges that small farms have, is finding those markets and then getting products there. And so through aggregation and working together, we think we can help solve some of those problems.
Congratulations to Mark Snyder and all the people in the various families putting together and making successful the Living Water Farms, livingwaterfarms.com.
Paid
non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with this week's comment. As you know, I'm a dairy guy. I'm not a produce guy. And it happens that much of what we talk about here in the American Family Farmer does focus on the fate, if you will, of the produce people. What a great story we've heard in this hour. But there are other great stories, not as many of them in the milk area because of the realities of the economy of scale, if you will. And to sort of hammer that home, I have noticed that the largest milk plant, in fact, the only remaining milk plant, milk processing plant in New York City, is going to lay off 273 workers as the plant goes out of business. October 30th, they go away. Elmhurst Dairy, the last running milk processing plant, is going to cease operations. It's been a symbol. Whenever you go to New York City, you go into a convenience store, you go into a grocery store, what you see is the logo for Elmhurst Dairy. It has been, it has Apple is the Big Apple is there. Grocery stores, they've been in business for 93 years, but they can't keep it going. A big money loser. Plant is closing because the market for conventional milk is smaller. They operate at a loss. And they can't keep doing that. The farm, under the circumstance that people running it thought this was the time to close and redo what they're doing at the plant. The company's CEO said the decision follows a lot of years of trying to make the operation profitable in a very difficult market. Very expensive to have the employees that they have, 273 of them. Imagine what the atmosphere is in working in New York City to have some kind of what is a legitimate farm operation in the middle of the city. The fellow who owns it said his family was dedicated to trying to keep the plant open past the years that it was viable, because it was the wishes of the founder and father, Max Schwartz, that future generations of the family continue to run the business. So the family did, but it can't continue without everybody in the family going out of business. So over the next 90 days, all the plant's employees will be laid off. And many of them have been there for 30, 40, some 50 years working in this milk plant. That's what happens when people get into this sort of farming mode. You get into, whether you're in the big city or the small towns, you get it into your blood. So you can imagine that people are, they don't even know how to deal with it. Here's a story of a guy who is a second generation milkman. He worked at the plant with his wife and has been there for the past 4 years after they stopped the milk route. The people that are in there don't know what they're going to do, and that's understanding. Understandable. You have jobs doing other things. But most of the people who work in these circumstances think it'll go on forever. They don't know the family business. I had to stop doing what I was doing because it's just crazy expensive. And when you get to the last penny, you got to do something. Now, there are people in there who say they pulled a plug out from underneath us. I'm not sure that that's the... I mean, I understand people who are not paying attention, who may not be that well-informed or worldly as to what's going on. But this outfit's been running on empty for years. And whether they covered it up and didn't let people know there what their plight was, this is... some people are going down. I noticed the story of one guy who's got a job working at a plant down in North Carolina. The Breyer Farms people were also a part of this. They went bankrupt, what, about 4 years ago, I think. And because of the amount of milk they were supplying to Breyers, the amount that they were able to sell them was cut in half. So that was, even if you're losing money on a smaller side of the business, like bottling and distributing in the city, the clients like Breyers would keep everything going. But now that stopped. There'll be something else that'll show up on the property, but are they going to keep produce, in there? Are they going to work in the milk? No, they're not going to do that. So where will the milk come from that goes to New York City? It'll be coming in from New Jersey, coming from upstate New York, coming from Connecticut. And so the term fresh, if you go into a store in New York after this label goes away and you see somebody saying fresh local milk from local farms, you know that that's a crock, right? That'll be a load, and that's the way these people still are trying, some of these producers are trying to convince people how foolish it is to believe all of that. What a sad story about the Elmhurst Dairy. 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.